Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, if you're new to listening to the podcast, which is our show that we did today, plus this, what this is after the show is over, I hit this button, and it's the post-show pre-show, which means we talk post the normal show, but it's pre the podcast. So the stuff we're talking about now did not go on the air. This is, I wouldn't say an exclusive, because who cares? But it's just extra.
Whatever, it's so exclusive.
Okay. But it is extra. So if it sounds like we're ranting and raving, and maybe you've never heard this, and you're going, this is the radio show? We wish. Back in the day, we'd talk straight for almost 5 hours. No songs. Maybe one song an hour sometimes. Sometimes none. We'd play no music. One, those were the days. But also, two, those were heavy. Oh, every day.
Oh, yeah. Like, back then, I don't know if it was just because...
I leave exhausted.
I don't know. But I definitely napped way more back then. I was even thinking about that the other day. I was like, gosh, I just don't nap like I did when we first started this show. Maybe am I getting used to it? But I think it was because it was more exhausting.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, by the way, my stepdad works at a sawmill.
Right.
Real work.
That's heavy. We get that.
That's, you know. Yeah, but when I say that, your adrenaline has to stay up for 5 hours. And it's just like, ah! And I would just walk in, and I remember because Mike D will help me now with show preparation. And he's only done that for 4 or 5 months ever. I've never had anyone like help me before. So I would walk in, and I would have just a stack of news and stories, and I would just run down the stack. Just grab a page, talk about it. I was like, nope, next on, next thing. For 5 hours. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun, actually.
When I first met you, Bones, I was always like, dude, you look so tired all the time.
Mm.
And now like, I'm like, I'm so tired all the time.
Oh, okay, so you're saying you get it more so than I'm not tired.
I understand now.
Well, it's just the mornings.
Yeah, it's the hours. The hours are just crazy. Like,
just waking.
Would you have to wake up and then come in and be on? Like, some people, if they wake up and they are... like go to a cubicle. They don't have to interact with people and talk, but they can go to work and kind of ease into it and do their thing. But like we have to wake up and be ready to go. And sometimes you're just not.
Again, we're not complaining, except you're listening to us and you're a friend of ours. So you only complain to your friends.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's it.
If this show could start at noon,
I'm in.
Golly.
So awesome.
Or three.
No, three would be too late.
I tried to get our people to let us do afternoons. I was like, it's a shifting, man. The times are changing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Bob Dylan says. Yeah, the times are changing.
What did they say?
Nope, they're not.
Really?
Because here's the reason that we do mornings, as Amy yawns right in my face. Because right when the show ends, she's out. Like
I'm not out.
She's like,
whatever.
She goes to full doodle, full yawn.
I am not doodling, but yes, I did yawn because probably we were talking about being tired.
So the most people are listening to live radio in the morning as they're in their cars. And listen, phones have changed the game completely. So who really knows? But let's say all things were equal. Let's say people listened most morning commute and afternoon commute, same time. By doing the show in the morning, this replay gets heard so many more times because it exists longer current day. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, let's say we did a show at 3 to 7 p.m. and you woke up the next morning. You're not as prone to listen to that show from the day before because it was the day before and it doesn't feel as current. Even though it probably was, it's just simple hours.
Mm-hmm.
But the news cycle changes. So anyway, that's why we do mornings. Blah.
Okay.
We're lucky to, you know, be here.
Yeah.
But that's why we do mornings. But I would love to do even like 9 a.m.
That'd be nice.
That'd be crazy.
You just shift the whole commute.
I would, and then I'd be miserable.
We would have to be in traffic, too, like every day.
See, there are little hidden things
like
that.
Yeah, we don't have to deal with traffic. That's cool.
Yeah. So... that's what we're doing. This is that show. A couple stories that I didn't get to. One, a story like the one I'm going to do now, I only have about 2 segments that I could do it in because of the time of the show. Like nothing after, we won't do anything, even adult content. And this isn't super adult content except for it's got a little bit of drinking involved in it.
And the other part.
Tampons aren't adult content, is it?
I don't know the story.
Well, thinking about what they're doing because...
the drinking part is adult content. But I'm saying, I hate to think of tampons.
I thought that they were inserting it.
No. I don't. Here, hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Kids will try about anything to catch a buzz, it says. Teenagers are collecting tampons and menstrual pads and boiling them, allowing the mixture to cool, and then what is that? What does this word mean? Imbibing. Don't say I think.
Should we Google this?
Just look it up.
How do you spell it?
I think it's just drink.
Why can't they just
drink
it?
That's imbibing.
And that's what I thought it was until Amy said she started putting it inside of them.
Oh, sorry. I thought, because people do that. They soak.
Yeah, like 10 years ago,
that was tampons in vodka, and then they insert it inside, and it goes straight into their bloodstream.
Right. Oh, it is drink, but specifically alcohol.
Right, but that's what I thought this story was. So there's drinking. Here's the drinking story. So what they're doing is they're boiling tampons, and the things that come out of them are making them drunk and hallucinate.
What?
What are those things?
And we're like putting those in our bodies?
The chemicals, yeah.
This is why I might start using the Diva Cup. Let me see this.
I don't know what that is. Nor
what on earth?
Nor do you want to know.
The Diva Cup?
You probably don't
want to know. What? The Diva Cup?
Bones.
I got to give
you
one.
You probably don't want to know what that
is. If it works for Amy. Yeah, Amy's reading it. It's like 12 lines.
How did they even figure this out? They said that they get this feeling like they're flying.
Yeah. Maybe I should do that.
But don't you get isn't there a toxic shock syndrome or something from that stuff? And that's a chemical reaction that
if you keep it in for too long. Yes.
Yeah.
That is a thing. I used to always be scared of that as a kid, and I'm not. But I've switched to more organic things, but now I'm going to basically be...
Organic tampons?
Morgan, number two, do you know the Diva Cup?
Yeah, I think I've heard you talk about it before.
Mm-hmm. It seems crazy to me that it would actually work, but I guess it does because a lot of women use it.
Cool. I'm going to pivot here.
Pivot.
Let's start talking backwards a little bit.
I just wasn't talking about the drinking.
You brought it up.
No, I'm not.
Well, you have to think. This is stuff that young girls and women, we're putting this in our body, and then people are...
Oh, yeah, that part, yes.
That's
toxic. Not the story, though. I was just talking about the dudes that are drinking it.
America needs to be watching out for us on this. Why are they letting us put that in our body?
Oh, what about bad food? They're not looking for...
Yeah, I know, America.
We're doing all kinds of terrible things to our body.
I know.
A guy in Ohio accidentally left his wallet at the store. So a woman found it. She's being super cool. She's like, let me return it. And she gave it to the cops. And the cops are like, oh, cool, we'll get it back to him. And they look and for the ID. They grab the ID. And then cocaine and meth comes out.
Oh,
falls out.
See.
And his driver's license.
Oh, so now... Mm-hmm,
so now they're looking for him. How about that? Because I, girl, like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a jam, huh?
It is a jam.
Why do I feel sorry for Maroon 5?
I have no idea.
Because everyone hated on them.
I know. They're so uncalled
Biggest
for.
Stage at this time.
So uncalled
and,
for.
Everyone hated on them. That's why.
So uncalled for. A guy is accused of repeatedly stealing a couple's car at night and then returning it before they woke up. Did you guys see this one?
No.
They feel bad?
What do you mean?
No, I mean, I think he did it over and over. When they would sleep, he'd borrow the car. I mean, I'm calling it borrowing because he would return it.
I thought he would just feel bad and bring it back.
A man is accused of stealing an elderly couple's car in the middle of the night while they were asleep and returning it before they woke up. He used the couple's van as a getaway car and other vehicle break-ins, too.
Huh.
He lived in the Pinehurst neighborhood, and she misplaced her spare key and started noticing her vehicle had some changes, too. And then she started checking the mileage, and she was like, why is this always different? And they finally found him out stealing the car at night, and he crashed into a pole.
Oh.
When they were running from him.
Finally got busted.
But he was doing it all the time, not caught.
I wonder if we would ever notice if somebody was in our car.
No, I would never notice the mileage. I wouldn't notice gas.
I would notice gas in a heartbeat.
Okay.
Because I know exactly where my gas is all the time.
OCD about that stuff.
And secondly, I have cameras everywhere. And they would tell me when something, even if a deer's in my backyard, it's like, boop.
Really?
There's something moving in your yard.
There's that part.
Yeah.
And then the seat. I know when someone's moved my seat. When I sit in it, I'm like, wait a minute, it's a little harder to get to my gas pedal. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that would work with me.
It's because, what do you mean? I know what Eddie's talking about. Because if your wife or your kids are ever playing in your car, it happens. It moves and I notice right away.
I would just think I did it. That's probably making out or something. Had people,
it's way back.
Yeah, yeah.
Seat laid all the way to the back. Making out. Get out of here.
Which one? Do you guys call it making out, Morgan, or two still?
Yeah, it's making out.
It's still a thing?
Yeah.
That's who we check with now to make sure we're still here.
Yes.
You know, here's a funny story.
Party animal?
Yeah, but not party animal over there, but Morgan number two.
Even though Eddie used party animal earlier in the show before I used party animal on the podcast.
You keep saying that. I don't remember
that. Yeah, people said in the 46-minute mark of the podcast, you used it, but whatever.
What did you
Eddie's
say?
Not trying to be young, though, I don't feel.
No, I'm old.
Trying to relate to a 22-year-old?
Yes, yeah. She's 22.
24.
Oh. Yeah, she's 24.
Is she 24?
I'm 25.
No, no, no,
you're 25.
The new girl.
New girl is 24. Just turned 24.
Is that what we're calling her? New girl?
She doesn't have a name. I refuse to put her on the show until she's part of the show.
And she's still training.
She's still training. Yeah. She can't be in any pictures with us yet. We want our listeners to get to know people that are going to be... Well, she's still in the training stage.
Correct.
It's introducing your kid to somebody you're dating. You don't do that until it's ready to be stepdad.
Right.
or close.
Wow. Okay.
That's my analogy. I take this place serious. Sweet. Like, we have a bond with our listeners.
We are a family.
I don't want to bring in new people that just go away real quick.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she hears any of this right now. She doesn't, because she's not making a weird face.
No, but I wouldn't care. I would say this in front of her.
I know.
We put her on this 2 days ago. We talked to her on the post show.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
She's not bringing people into the circle.
So we shouldn't really, like, take time to get to know her.
You should.
Nah, don't even look at her.
No. That's not the case at all. That's not the case at all.
Oh.
What I hope is everybody does get to know her.
Earlier this morning, we were all talking about having a girls' night, but...
And you should.
I won't invite her. It's fine.
Which is the opposite of what I was saying. Which you guys can all become... If she's part of the show, then she becomes part of the show.
Right.
We didn't put Hillary on forever. Took a couple months before we really put her on.
Yeah.
Is there anything else I wanted to mention before? Oh, I know. Talking about young things.
Uh-huh.
A lot of my friends refer to things as being dope all the time. Like, that's the normal new cool.
How old are your friends?
That's dope.
Some older than me.
Like,
all
like,
creative people. They're like super creative.
That's dope.
Give
they
me an
say,
age.
They don't say it like that.
No, just throw me an age.
A producer friend I have is like 42.
And he says
it so nonchalant.
I could see a music producer being like, that beat is dope.
All right. No, that's not even about beats. Just anything cool. See, you guys make fun of stuff. It's like when you guys used to make fun of Post Malone. I was like, this Post Malone. You're like, what is this stupid stuff?
Post Malone.
Right. And I was like, guys, it's going to be a thing. You're like, don't be an idiot. So you guys told me.
About
Post Malone?
I don't remember
that
Post
either.
Post Malone.
Yes, you all made fun of me forever.
That's dope.
No, yeah, I don't think you understand what it means. So then last night, I had a songwriter that came over to the house, and we were doing a Bobby cast, Laura Velt. So she's 38, same age as me.
Okay.
And something, and she was like, the whole thing's been dope. And I was like, man, she can pull that off. I didn't even look at her funny.
But I saw a picture of her. She looks cool, though.
But do I not look cool?
She can probably pull it off.
I don't like her.
I mean,
I'm going to start just...
I certainly can't pull it off.
I'm going to start just, like, trickling it in and see if anybody responds weirdly.
Don't start doing dope.
What are...
I'm not going to do dope,
saying
Eddie.
Dope.
Don't start doing that. He's not going to do dope.
I don't think that that's I would never say lit.
That's the same thing.
No, it's not.
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Let's bring in Morgan number two. 25. Morgan number two, what do you think?
I think dope is a little bit older than lit, but I don't think it's weird because it doesn't matter if you're older saying it. It's more of the context if you have never used slang terms before and all of a sudden you just say, that's dope.
But I use slang terms, just not that one.
But dope and lit are very, like, very trendy words. So if you're only, like, half trendy,
ooh,
what it's
if you're
really
like
weird.
Quarter trendy like me?
Morgan, too, like, if the boss came in and he was like, oh, that's dope.
No, that'd be so weird. Because it's not something he would say. I just wouldn't ever picture him saying it. I would picture a producer saying it.
I would say that something is sick a bit. I would say something
that's
cool.
Sick.
You've never said that to
sure
me.
Sure I have.
No, I feel like not. Bobby can say sick.
I would say,
like,
but I don't
no,
say it like
says,
that.
I feel sick.
No. Shut up. Anyway, I'm going to start trickling it in and see if anybody looks at me funny.
Give an example of where you might use it.
I don't know. It's when life comes up.
Give an example.
Okay.
When life comes up, like you're hanging out.
Go ahead.
Someone.
On the yacht.
No, you don't need to be in a normal situation. You're at, let's say you're America's Mentor. Let's say you're working at American Idol.
Go ahead.
And you're mentoring someone.
Yep.
Oh,
and
no.
I mean, the cameras are rolling.
Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, are we going to hear you
oh,
say
no,
dope?
No, you're going to
say
an American Idol. This is going to be bad. This is going to be so bad.
Then,
what if
like,
I'm like, no, okay, go. Somebody nails it. I'm like, that was a dope performance, dude.
I think you could do it.
See,
I just
shifted her.
That was good. Like he actually did. Like he pulled it off. He said, "That's a dope performance, dude."
Okay, but oh, there we go. Morgan number two. When people say "dude,"
oh, I say "dude."
I know we're old, Amy.
No,
dude.
I think "dude's" okay. Dope is. It just really depends on the context of it. I think if Bobby does it on American Idol, it'd probably be like a tweet-worthy moment. I'd be like, "Oh, Bobby just said dope."
Maybe I'm trying to fit it in now.
I think if you squeeze it in, it's fine. Don't do lit, but dope
I would never,
is fine.
Lit feels 12.
Dude, I do dude.
But dude's okay.
Yeah, okay, good.
All right, listen. We're going to go to the show.
How do you
feel
about today's show?
It's dope. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't feel bad.
See?
That didn't feel
that's
wrong.
What I'm
See,
actually.
I think, yeah, actually.
On the
I
outside
think,
looking in, it does look wrong,
but
it doesn't
mean,
feel wrong.
Well, if it feels right, Bones, go for it.
Okay, so we should...
Okay,
we should all start saying dope.
Saying dope.
All right.
No, we all stop. No. We all said it. No. Can you imagine we come back Monday? We're all like, that's dope.
You had your lunchbox?
How was your weekend? Dope.
That was dope.
This Tell Me Something Good is so dope.
It's so dope.
My pile is so dope. Okay. Lunchbox's bonehead, so dope.
We are going to get
the show is lit today, though.
Okay.
See, that's better. that works.
We're going to play today's show. Brooks and Dunn came by. Check it out.
That was dope.
That was, actually.
Yeah, that's a pretty dope interview, huh?
It was. That felt good.
See, it felt good.
Shoot, you should have said dope to Brooks and Dunn.
I didn't know this was going to be a thing until now.
I know, but...
You know what I mean? Hey, yeah. Thank you. If you listen to the post-show, pre-show, let us know. Tweet us or...
Oh, boy. I feel like there's going to be a lot of dope references coming up.
But no, you guys can't use it yet.
We won't.
I'm sprinkling it.
Are you the word police?
Yes, I am. I'm sprinkling it, and you guys didn't want to use it until I made it cool.
I won't say dope.
Thank you.
Unless I'm saying say nope to dope.
Yeah. Wait, is dope?
Oh, God.
It's still dope.
No, but sorry.
It's not. That's not cool.
Yes, it is. I watch Cops, Not Cops.
Y'all
live
don't
PD
even
and
know what
Eddie,
I'm
dope
going
is not called dope
say.
Anymore. That's
yes,
like,
they do.
That's like our uncles call it.
On live PD, they'll be like, he's smoking dope. He's got some dope on him.
Okay,
universal for all, but really not really.
Okay.
Morgan, number two, what do you think about that?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
Like, they're not like, hey, guys, it's Friday night. Let's get some dope.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Or the dope dealer.
That's the thing. All I needed was clarification of exactly what kind of drug it was.
Marijuana.
Okay. That's what it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Now dope can be considered any kind of narcotic, but really it's still not even used.
See? I don't even know
if
and
you
sure
want
which...
to use that in your regular vocabulary,
I know. I'm sorry. Onward. Here's today's show. Right. Away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Welcome. It's a great Friday. Brooks and Dunn will be in later. The Friday morning dance parties. All my friends are here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So we live in Nashville. We do the show in Nashville. And the cool thing about living and being here is all the country stars that are just chilling. Like Amy goes to the grocery store and sees Kip Moore. Sees, well, Raymundo, who'd you see yesterday driving around?
Well, I was driving and he was walking right next to his studio through the parking lot. Zach Brown, baby, from Zach Brown Band.
Wow. Did you talk to him?
I didn't. It was actually a raised regret. I had a chance. I could have turned it.
A raised regret?
Yeah. I missed my moment.
Raise regrets.
So traffic was stopped for a moment, so I could have turned it into the parking lot. There were tour buses. I think they're getting ready for tour. They're ramping up and saw the dude with the beard. And that's Zach Brown Band, man. I know exactly what he looks like. He has trimmed it a little bit, but I knew it was him. I could have pulled in, selfied it, talked to him for a second. But the parking lot was so dang full. There were trailers. There were guys lifting drums, guitars, microphones, speakers, amps. And that's the thing. So then I just ended up driving with traffic. We had a green light, so I took off and never get the chance again to say what up to Zach Brown.
And that's a regret.
Yeah.
Raise regrets.
Well, that's one of the cool things about being here where country music is. Do you know our phone screener lives in the same building as Brett Eldridge?
Oh, no, but he's the one we see, like, at the grocery store.
Yeah, she said that there was this dude, and she got in the elevator, and dude had a dog, and then all of a sudden she realized it's Brett Eldridge. He lives in her building. Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Our producer Raymundo's in the glass room with the news. Raymundo, what do you got?
Yeah, in weather news, temperatures dropped in some places 30 degrees. It's a lot colder today in the Midwest and the Southeast Coast. Real warm, 50s and 60s. Lingering rain in the Northeast. The FDA released new warnings about implants. Some can lead to cancer. If you see lumps in your skin or in pain, definitely see a doctor. And finally, in airline news, no real delays today. Everything is back to normal. TSA lines faster than ever.
Bobby Bones.
A nursing home's bingo night goes bad when two women get into a brawl.
Uh-oh.
They're older. 79-year-old and 86-year-old woman got into a brawl. A bingo brawl. The fight started because one of the women took someone else's regular seat. And then those two grabbed each other and like started shaking each other and other women jumped in.
Oh my goodness.
The cops were called to break it up. No one was hurt. No hips were broken.
Good one.
Thank you. The cops wound up not filing charges. Isn't that funny? A 79-year-old and an 86-year-old woman. Like, collectively with those two, over 160 years of fight right there.
We used to play a lot of bingo. That was fun.
Yeah, we used to go to bingo a lot. I used to go to bingo with my grandma as a kid. And then, remember that time she got arrested?
Oh, was she doing something out of our trip?
This is what happened. This is what happened with my grandma. And my grandma adopted me for a long time and raised me. Even when she wasn't considered my mom, she was still raising me. So, we were very close. And they closed bingo down in the town, Hot Springs, Arkansas, for a long time. They said it was gambling, which it is. They were like, can't play bingo. Because we used to go like the Elks Club, the Benedictine Lodge Manor, whatever it's called. They shut it down. So my grandmother, ingenuitive as ever,
rented a big van and would put everybody in the back of the van. They'd all play bingo and gamble and drive the van around town. And so the cops found out and they arrested her. They busted her.
That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy they would even arrest her?
Yeah.
For bingo?
But she was breaking the law.
Well, yeah.
But it wasn't even like she was taking a cut of it. They just wanted, those old ladies want to play bingo.
Just wanted to play.
And it was their normal everyday thing. They took, so I remember that as a kid. This woman made a t-shirt for her man and she wants him to wear it when he goes out. Her name's Holly. The shirt features a selfie of Holly on it. And it says on it, if you're reading this, you've been looking at my man for too long.
That's funny.
And this is how I'd be looking at you if you were here. It says, hi, I'm Holly, his girlfriend.
Wow.
Holly posted a photo of the two. And Carl does not look thrilled to wear the shirt. It seems Carl replied to Holly's post asking if he could take it off before he goes out. So it's funny, huh?
That's funny.
I would wear that, though, as a joke.
Yeah.
It's funny.
If I had a girlfriend, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Avengers Endgame, by the way, the new Avengers is coming out. They're saying it's going to be over 3 hours long.
That's so long.
It's so long.
Too long.
Avengers Endgame currently clocks in at over 3 hours. It's the culmination of 22 movies, though. All of those Avengers stories, they're all in this movie.
Mm-hmm. So is there like an intermission?
Oh, that's a good point. No, there isn't, but that's funny. The current runtime is over 3 hours. They say they've screened the movie for audiences 4 times now. And the first 3 times, not one person got up to go to the bathroom. And on the 4th time, only one person did.
Well, they are not drinking enough water.
Oh, that's what you hear? You don't hear the movie so good?
I cannot go 3 hours
you hear
without being
proper hydration?
Nope.
Yeah.
They're dehydrated. The Bobby
Bones Show. A couple days ago, we talked about how you felt like your husband was acting 8 years old.
Yes. And we put him on Front Street for sure.
Because?
Because he used the towel, like our good towels that we keep in our cabinet for our bodies, to dry the dog off after he gave the dog a bath. And then he hung the towel up on my rack. So I thought, oh, there's one of my clean white towels. So when I got out of the shower, I stuck it on my face. And it smelled like dog.
So we had this whole segment where Amy's like, my husband acts 8. And then listeners called in.
Oh, yeah.
On why their husbands were also acting 8.
Their children.
Amy's husband has asked her to say something in his honor today.
Oh, this is something he said.
Something he wants to say.
Okay.
We'll do that when we come back in 1 second.
Okay.
Mostly it's him talking about how Amy's 8.
Well, he's like, okay, you want to play this game? You're 8, too.
Hey, Bobby Bones here. Ever been so tired the morning after a bad night's sleep that you don't even remember what you had for breakfast? Instead of spending mornings in a fog, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's Melatonin Gummies. They've helped me fall asleep naturally and wake up ready to start my day without any grogginess. ZzzQuil Pure Z's.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A couple days ago, we had this segment where Amy was calling out her husband because he took one of their nice towels and dried off the dog. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, put it back on the rack. Then Amy used it on her face and was like, why do I smell like dog? So she's like, my husband acts 8 years old sometimes. Callers called in. We all had a good laugh, right?
Oh, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
So what did your husband say to you?
Well, he said that he would like to call out when I'm 8.
What is that conversation like when he hears a bit and it gets to him and does he sit you down and go,
I mean,
hey.
He felt bad about the dog towel thing, but there's other things. Like when people called in, there's just things where I'm like, he does around the house where I'm like, you're 41 years old. And it boggles my mind. And so he's like, okay, you're 37. Let me tell you that, like, zero bills would get paid if I didn't handle that. Like, no taxes would get done. These are things I avoid like the plague. Like, I do. I just ignore them like they don't exist. I wouldn't book dentist appointments, doctor's appointments without him. The kids would not be enrolled in school, he says.
Is that
true? It's up to me. And
you're
I mean,
in a life of anarchy over there?
Like, bills are auto drafts. Like, that's being a little dramatic. I could set up paying bills, but he's pretty correct about the other things. Like, he handles a lot of, like, the adulty things.
So,
like, all that's adult stuff that just stresses me out.
Back to my question. How does he come to you whenever he's not happy with a bit that happened on the radio?
I don't think he wasn't, like, happy about it. He thought it was, I mean, he thought it was fine, but he just wanted to make sure that people knew that I am a child as well. So he wasn't mad at me. Because when it happened, I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. And he definitely felt bad about it. So me taking that to the air and telling it to all the listeners, fine. But, I mean, he's like, no, I'm an adult. Like, these are the things that I do and you can't handle because you're a child.
Where did this conversation happen?
Just at home.
Like, in, I'm trying to figure out, like, if you talk about a segment, does he go, hey, let's talk about what you said on the radio. Is it in bed? Is it at dinner?
I don't know. I think he called, like, I think he called me. We talked about it. And then when we got home, he was like, okay, let's do a quick run through.
He called you to talk about it?
Well, he'll listen. Ooh. He listens on podcasts later. Okay. So sometimes he'll be a day behind or whenever. Whenever he has free time or he's at the gym, he's listening to it. And then he called me and he was like, okay, so I'm eight. And he was like, we'll talk about
talking.
This. So it's not.
Jerry,
I don't even think it was like a fight. And he is right. Like, some of these adulty things are not fun.
Yeah, this episode of the Jerry Springer Show shot from a live studio
this
audience.
Is also a part of me where I'm coming on to say, like, I'm sorry that I said
now
we
got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that, yes, thank you for enrolling our kids in school. Education is so important. Mm-hmm. And thank you for taking care of taxes and bills and the mortgage and all the things. Booking, like, stuff. He's an adult. He's an adult.
So you kind of felt bad.
Yeah.
Okay. There you have it, folks. Amy apologized. It took a long time to get there.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I just wanted to, like, yes, it's hard to admit when you're wrong. He's not a child, only does childish things sometimes.
Well, why can't you just leave it at that? Why did you have to bring that back into it?
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Maren Morris shared the release date of her new album, Girl. It's coming out on March 8th. She also dropped a new song from the album with Brandi Carlile. The song is called Common.
Boy, we got way too much in common. So what's the point in fighting?
Florida Georgia Line dropped another collaboration from their upcoming album. The song is called Y'all Boys, featuring Hardy.
Y'all boys, with that southern draw, boys, here before you know, rolling off to try. Man, that sounds small, boys, but you have a ball, boys, homemade alcohol on Saturday night.
Brooks and Dunn are sharing a new duets project. It's called Reboot. The album will share some of their biggest hits with country artists of today, like Kacey Musgraves, Kane Brown, Thomas Rhett, Luke Combs, and more. Here's Luke Combs and Brooks and Dunn doing Brand New Man. Morgan number two, that's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Helping out an 89-year-old woman get into her car. She's 89, and her 100-year-old husband was driving.
Wow.
Yeah. They had a doctor's appointment.
This story is so multi-layered. Go ahead.
She couldn't get into the car, so these three guys that are known in the neighborhood decided they would help her.
What do you mean known? As trouble?
Listen, I don't know. Their names are Jock, Marty, and Freddie.
Oh, they're trouble.
And the police officer decided to record the video of their good deed because she wanted them to have a moment to show who they really are. That's so cool. It does make me think people might think differently of them in the neighborhood. But they were doing a good deed, and it's been viewed like 5 million times so far
really?
Online. So,
how old were they again? By the way, let's shout out to those dudes. Yeah. This is what it's all about. Tell me something good. Yeah, yeah.
They're just described as three young men.
No, the couple, the married couple.
89-year-old woman
yeah.
and 100-year-old husband.
Wow. First of all, they've been together a long time mm-hmm. probably. Look at that. Yeah. Marriage, love forever, love forever. I love that. And second, why is he driving?
I know.
He's a hundo.
Really good
I mean,
question.
I'm sure he's got to get somewhere.
Yeah, but, you know, his eyesight's get bad.
And, right, as 100, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot.
And she's riding shotgun over there at 89. But good for those kids. That is what it's all about. That's Tell Me Something Good right there. Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. A couple teenagers were sitting around. They're like, hey, man, you know what we should do? We should go rob a bank. Hmm. Yeah, so they call an Uber. Uber takes them to the bank.
That's funny. They called it Uber rob bank. Come on, guys. Why are you guys already laughing at that?
The poor Uber driver's in on this
now. He wants
now.
His 5 stars. Go ahead.
So the Uber driver drops him off and leaves. So they go in and rob the bank. And when they come back out, they got to call another Uber. Only problem is before Uber can arrive, police get there and arrest them.
Oh, they waited for the Uber
too long.
Yeah,
they should have called ahead or asked that Uber driver to
take
them
out to the grocery store.
I've got with my Uber driver and said, hey, can you just hang here? Just basically keep the meter running. And they can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as they're waiting for their other Uber,
the police arrive and arrest them.
Yeah, they didn't think that one through.
Oh, you're saying they should have waited and told the first Uber to wait.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because like, the Uber driver that said he was coming to get him said he pulled around the corner and cops had swarmed the bank and he was like, what is going on?
Yeah, idiot.
On Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
The world is full of sounds that warn you of danger. Like, if you get a little too close to a rattlesnake, you're the chick-chick-chick. But in the digital world, if your personal information is in danger, there is no chick-chick-chick to let you know that you might be in trouble. The good thing is that LifeLock has added the power of Norton Security to see more cyber threats. Whether it's potential threats to your identity, like your personal information for sale on the dark web, or threats to your devices, like malware or emerging viruses, if you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton can detect a wide range of threats that could sneak up on you. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and enter the promo code BONES. 1-800-LIFELOCK, enter the promo code BONES for 10% off at LifeLock.com. I love LifeLock. I have used LifeLock. They have helped me so many times. LifeLock.com.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. So Lunchbox wants to get reimbursed for any babysitter he hires when he has to come to work in the evening, right?
Yeah, whenever I have things outside of my normal working hours, sometimes I have to get a babysitter. And with the crazy hours we work, I felt like work should reimburse me for those babysitting hours.
So you put on a hidden mic.
And I marched into the boss's office and I was like, look, man, I need to ask you a serious question. I need you to pay for my babysitter.
What do you think the boss says?
He probably like laughed. I don't know who he went to.
He went to Rod.
Okay, laughed.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, yo. Question for you. You know, like when we're recording outside hours?
Yeah.
Because Bobby's schedule's crazy?
Yeah.
Do you guys pay for a babysitter?
That's an interesting question.
I mean, it's not all the time. It's just every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would have thought about it, but sure. I mean, because the hours are nutty, right? It's not like...
It's not, right, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not.
When they get nutty, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will bring it up today.
All right. Thank you.
What?
Oh! I'm shocked.
Oh, wow, Eddie, this is good news for us.
Yeah.
Huge news.
Huge, because so, we'll all happens. Get reimbursed. Everybody start having babies.
I get a call from our boss right after this, and he goes, Lunchbox has never walked in my office ever. And he just came upstairs to my office.
Dang it.
And asked if we pay him back for babysitters. And I said, really? I had a hunch that Lunchbox was recording him. And I was like, really? He was like, yeah. So what'd you say? He goes, well, I didn't know what to say. He goes, because it opens up that box if then Amy wants someone to reimburse if she has to go to an event. And then Eddie wants someone to reimburse if he has to come up and record stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, I guess I can run it up the pole. That's what he said. He said to me.
So he's serious.
Yeah, he's serious.
Wow, I thought he was going to be like, you're ridiculous, haha, bye.
Guys, no, right now in NYC, they're having a meeting about us right now.
I mean, is this like when it runs up the pole, like this is going to land on Bob Pittman's desk?
Probably.
Lunchbox.
Guys, number four on the agenda here. we want to talk about babysitting reimbursement.
For the Bobby Bone Show. Oh my gosh, they're going to hate us.
Remember when you guys thought I was crazy for bringing this up? Turns
I sort
out
of
that,
did, but
yeah,
I mean,
now
I'm
you
shocked
be on
right
my back.
Now.
You want to get on my train, don't you?
Has he got back to you?
No, not yet. He's going to run it up
when,
the pole.
How long? When was it? Like, how many days has it been?
Just a couple days. Okay. I mean, it takes a while to get agendas passed. You know, they got to go and write the addendums in the books and all
and now
that.
Now he's just saying words.
Addendums
in books.
Now, Buzz, I've worked in other corporations too, though. Isn't that kind of a standard answer? Like, I'll look into that.
It kind of is.
Right?
Yeah, it kind
like
of. But
safe?
He didn't say no, though.
You guys thought I was going to get laughed out of the office. You thought he was just going to turn me down immediately. You thought I was crazy for bringing this up. So it looks like Lunchbox is a lot smarter than you guys give him credit for.
Why do you talk about yourself in third person?
Who's Lunchbox?
This guy.
Coming up at the top of the hour, which is going to be awesome, Brooks and Dunn are going to be in studio, which we're all geeking out about. So Brooks and Dunn will be here. And I don't even know what else to say.
Hard-working man.
I'm probably going to geek out a little bit. That's all right.
I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land. My Marie.
Let's go over number two, Morgan number two. She's 25.
Hey, what do 25-year-olds care about?
So there's a breakup bar pop-up that's happening in Los Angeles for Valentine's Day, and I really want to go to it.
Wait, what is... you do. That's funny. Wait, so what is a breakup bar?
They have, like, these walls lined with, like, breakup texts, and they have a screen playing breakup movies on loop, and then they also have drinks that are, like, breakup centered around. Like, one of them is, I dealt with your parents for years. The other is ghosted.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is cute.
Yeah, that's funny. Are you still, like, holding on to your breakup?
No, I just, like, I'm still living in it. I'm still dealing with it. If that makes sense.
How long ago did you break up with your boyfriend?
It was over Thanksgiving.
And you're, what do you mean you're still dealing with it?
It's just still like, I'm still trying to get through kind of everything that happened with it.
Does he still text you?
No, we don't talk at all. Which is helping.
Whose idea was that?
I mean, just kind of both of us.
Did you unfollow each other on all social medias?
Yeah.
So this was bad.
Yeah, we don't even know the real story.
We don't. I mean, which you don't have, that's your, it's personal, you don't have to bring it up. But I didn't realize it was this bad. Like, I thought it was like he moved in and you kind of just realized some things about him that you were like, ugh, like we can't live together. And then you broke up. But I think this is bad.
When Eddie told me that they were doing a live remote and he showed up to the remote with flowers because the only way he could get to her, I was like, ooh, something's up.
Yeah, I don't like things I'm thinking in my head. I'm trying to guess.
Yeah, well, don't be assigning things. That's an off-air
I know.
Talk.
That's why I said I don't like that I'm, because I don't like assigning things to people that I don't even know.
Are you doing anything Valentine's Day, Morgan number two?
I have one of my best friends coming in town, and we're doing a whole weekend of her and I because she broke up with a serious boyfriend, and so it's her and I just... Girls weekend.
Galentine's.
Yep.
Girls weekend or girls go out to find guys weekend together?
No, girls weekend. Like, we're doing fun stuff. We're going to do some fun workout classes and just kind of go on a little adventure of a weekend.
What if you meet guys? Is that allowed?
Yeah. Okay. If it happens, it happens. But that's not the point of it.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, it's called a breakup bar. One of my friends said, hey, on Valentine's night, you should go to a yoga class because that's where all the single girls will be. Because all the taken ones will be out having dinner and doing Valentine's stuff.
Not a bad idea.
But all the single ones will be in like a...
You should go and like wear some Cupid outfit. Like some
Cupid puts people together.
Yeah.
He's not the guy that gets the girls.
Oh, yeah, Cupid doesn't get girls.
Yeah, he just shoots the arrow.
I am Cupid. That stinks. You can like
wear your little like Speedo and leap into class and be like...
I don't have a Speedo.
Oh, a red Speedo?
No.
Whoa. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So did you see the woman that is hiring someone to make every single decision for her for a month?
No.
She said she got the idea from Black Mirror.
Wow.
You know that show on Netflix that you like? That's pretty crazy.
What, the episode where the people make the decision for you?
Bandersnatch or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so she's offering $2,600 and someone has to just make all of her decisions for her.
Like, even little ones, like, should I get up and pee right now or not?
Oh, wow.
I hope they, like, that's an in, I mean, when you gotta pee, you gotta pee.
Yeah, I wonder, like, what decisions does it say?
All the, like, whatever she's gonna do that day, what she's gonna eat, if she's gonna work out.
She's gonna put
like,
the mohawk and...
Yeah.
Like, Bones, you should let us
she's gonna
make
wear,
your decisions.
No way.
All the decisions. Like, think of how many decisions you have to make in a day.
What should I do today, guys?
Sleep. Take a nap.
All right, thank you very much.
Hit on the chick.
Hey, there you go. Amy, anything I should do today?
Give us raises.
Oh, good one, Amy.
You're the only one smart enough to make it about you.
Dang it.
Yeah. Right. I made it about us. I said us. Give right. us.
What else you got?
Okay, so when did everybody take their first vacation with, like, a girlfriend in a relationship? Like, how long do you typically wait?
I don't know that I ever have, like, taking a vacation.
It's called a vacation.
Oh, a vacation.
Oh, my goodness.
Get it? Before all else,
yeah.
Vacation.
Yeah.
So I have the ideal scenario. You should take your first vacation 10 months into the relationship. But here's a warning.
I do it before that. That's
sounds
a
like a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a legit vacation? Like going to Hawaii
two times
or something?
A year. I mean,
Hawaii.
Hawaii. I would think like going to a cabin like an hour away.
Right.
Well, here's a warning sign. A lot of people fall in love on vacation. So if you take your bae on a trip, expect for her to
fall back in love.
Yeah, expect for her to fall in love. And then speaking of love, Papa John's is doing heart-shaped pizza from now until Valentine's Day. So you can order that. And I think it's super cool. Like, if you're like wanting to do a night in, maybe get a bottle of wine, have a Papa John's heart pizza delivered. make a Caesar salad. It's pretty cute.
All right, there you have it. Thank you, Amy. Is that it?
Yeah, maybe. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
In Oregon, there's a 10-year-old girl named Emma, and she adopted a dog. And she's like, I love this dog so much. And so she wrote these books. One's titled Nayla's Adoption Adventure, and the other's titled Nayla's Dog Training Adventure. And so she wrote them, and she did a big book reading at the Humane Society. And then she sold the books and raised thousands of dollars for the Humane Society.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
Right?
How old is she?
She's 10 years old. That's crazy. That's awesome. And good for the people, too, for going listening and buying the books,
for
too.
For sure.
That's what it's all about right there. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, we are minutes away from Brooks and Dunn in the studio. Raymundo, are they here?
Yeah.
They're here.
I got it all.
Brooks and Dunn are in the building.
For a piece of the promised land.
We'll get the morning corny now. By the way, I was told yesterday people like it when we do the investigate the morning corny. We won't do it all the time. Once a week, we'll investigate the morning corny and try to figure it out. So we'll do it right now, though. Okay?
Okay.
Right, here we go.
The morning corny.
What do farmers give their wives on Valentine's Day?
What do farmers give their wives on Valentine's Day? Let's think about this. Farmers, tractors.
Yeah.
Love. What would be something like a... Like tractor love or like crops.
Tractor love?
No, I'm saying like I start associating things.
Yeah,
like,
corn.
Like corn, like heart corn, right? Like heart candy that you said yesterday?
Yeah, yeah. I said like
candy nuts.
Candy nuts.
Candy nuts.
Candy corn?
Like crops.
Okay, crops.
Like.
Oh, candy corn.
Candy corn.
Dude,
that's
can
it.
We be merging Lunchbox's candy nuts
into
with candy corn?
That's it.
Candy corn.
He's a farmer.
I don't think that's it, though. Candy corn, though?
What's the joke again?
I mean, y'all sort of write your own jokes as this is happening.
Yeah, yeah. We nailed one yesterday.
We did.
Yeah. Wait, what was it?
You didn't.
What's the joke?
Oh, what do farmers give their wives on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, dude, that's it.
That's it. Eddie nailed it.
It's candy corn.
It's candy corn.
Is it candy corn?
No.
I didn't think so. That's not funny enough.
Oh, it's not?
That's more of a Halloween thing.
You don't understand a joke.
Yeah, you do. Like Halloween, that would be a Halloween joke.
Okay.
What do farmers give their wives on Halloween? Candy corn.
Okay.
But for like, what if it's like...
Sweet corn hearts? No.
What if it's like wheat?
Okay.
What if it's like... Wheat love.
Wheat
love each other. Amy, we're out of answers.
We got nothing.
Okay, so what do farmers give their wives on Valentine's?
What do farmers give their wives on Valentine's?
Lots of hogs and kisses.
Hogs. We didn't go animals. Idiots.
Like old McDonald's.
Oh.
Dang it.
Hogs and kisses. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good one, Amy.
All right, there it is. Thank you. We won't investigate another one until next week.
Okay.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Brooks and Dunn.
They're not even in here yet.
That's kind of cool to hear that.
But Brooks and Dunn are about to be in the studio. I know.
Remember last time I hung out with...
Kicks?
Brooks.
Yeah, Kicks.
Remember
Brooks?
When I told you that embarrassing story?
No, save it though. I don't remember.
No, I don't want to talk about it in front of
him. What'd you say to him?
Do not.
What'd you
bring
say to him?
No.
You were at a dinner?
Stop.
There, hey, come on, there they are.
Stop.
That's not them. It's like a surprise party. It's not.
No.
There they are. There's Ronnie Dunn. There's Kicks Brooks. Come on.
You people will clap at anything.
We definitely will, but come on. You guys have a seat. Come on, friends.
How's it going?
You work every day with this many people around?
I'd
be nervous.
We need a big staff.
I'm still nervous.
We're not very good. I'm not very good alone, so I got to have all of them to make me better.
Jeez.
Look, this is cool for me. Listen, I know that we've met. I know that, when did we see each other last? At the
Kennedy Center
in D.C.
Yeah. D.C., you know, near our nation's capital.
Yeah, and so, but this is, you guys have never been on my show. And this is pretty cool for me. If I'm being honest with you.
It is. Pretty cool for us.
Yeah, Brooks and Dunn are here. Kicks, you and I met, I don't know if you remember, but the first and second time I played the opera, you were playing. And I went into your room, and you were very nice to me.
That was you?
That was me. I used to get on the radio and beg you guys to come in.
What?
Okay,
we should listen to the radio.
Kicks, I would call your radio station and be like, hey, can Kicks come over? And they'd be like, no. And I was like, I don't care if we work for somebody
nobody
else.
Nobody ever That's told so me wrong. Anything. I know. Not,
yeah. What's up with this project? Because I know about it. It's out. There are a couple songs out today. How do you feel when someone does like a celebratory project toward you, Ronnie? Like they made these songs. The two that are out today, Luke Combs is Brand New Man. Kane Brown does Believe. Like how does that feel when someone celebrates you and makes your music?
It's super cool, you know.
And they started it.
And to get in the studio with these guys,
yeah.
You know, and get to do it in real time. You know, in today's, you know, digital age, everybody's like, guitars are going on across town. This, the drummers are over here. Singers are over here. One's over here. We all got in the same room and did it.
Let me ask you a couple questions. I always want to know in my heart. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can we do it? Can I ask like some Bobby Hart questions?
Go.
All right. Because when I've spent time, I don't want to geek out. But now you're in my world. I can do whatever I want. It's like, welcome to Bobby's house. Okay. So you guys got together like 31 years ago. I looked it up like exactly 31 years ago.
Holy cow.
So you get put together, right? Like it's suggested that you guys should meet each other, right? So who makes that suggestion and what's the first impression you guys have of each other when you meet?
Well, Tim Dubois called us both up.
He was starting the label Arista at the time, Nashville, with Clive Davis.
He'd already signed Alan Jackson, so he didn't want another boy singer. He was trying to get one of everything.
Yeah.
And he'd signed Diamond Rio. He'd signed Pam Tillis was his girl.
Total formula.
Yeah. And the Judds were breaking up, so he was determined to get a duo.
He needed a new duo.
Exactly. And so, you know, he just said... We literally met at lunch over a bad enchilada, and he pretty more or less offered us a record deal if it worked out, if we could work together.
He didn't really say that. He said, yeah. Go away and write some songs, and yeah. We did.
And that same week, we wrote Brand New Man and Next Broken Heart. That was Tuesday. We wrote those songs on Thursday and Friday, demoed them, and took them back, and he jumped up and down, and then he offered us a record deal.
But when you're right, Brand New Man, do you go, oh, this is something? Like, we didn't even know each other, you know, 3 days ago, but we wrote Brand New Man. This is something.
We didn't know. We never know. You never know when you write them and until they, you know, they're become hits, I guess.
I thought popular. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I really did because, you know, and Ronnie had that idea, I'm a changed man, and it was my near miss on what if we changed that. But he already had the... I saw the light and I was baptized by the, you know, and Ronnie came from Oklahoma. He hadn't been hanging out in Nashville for 10 years like me. So he had a lot of fresh ideas that I think would get bogged down. And it was fun. We wrote a lot of stuff early that I thought it had some good energy to it.
Whenever Boot, Scoot, and Boogie happens and the dance blows up and everybody's, you know what? I actually learned a two-step to Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. Like a big part of my life was being in Arkansas and this girl named Carrie Carter had the biggest crush on. I was like, I'm going to teach you how to two-step. And Electric Slide, by the way. Both of them I learned to Boot, Scoot, and Boogie, the same song. And so when the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie starts to be a thing, did you guys come up with that dance? Did you guys know it was going to be a thing? Like, how does that whole thing happen?
I wrote it in Oklahoma. We played a big club there called Tulsa City Limits. And we'd sneak into the set late at night. But they were doing those dances, and you know the dance, all the line dancing, and all that stuff was already up and going, you know, strong in Oklahoma, Texas. But down there, if you play a song or play in any of the clubs, and they don't dance, then you're out. So we had to write songs that kept people moving.
Yeah, you had to write.
In turn, sold beer
or now. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So that
was it. I've never been close to a line dance.
Well, we used to stand up on the stage and go, I'd do that.
For two guys that don't dance, like that was such a massive part of the song, was the music video. Man, I remember watching CMT. That's crazy. That's awesome. Can I just stand here and tell you how awesome you are for like 15 minutes?
Shut
like, this is the best thing. Am I geeking out too hard or no?
It's fine. Keep it going.
You ever do the thing where you yell the wrong city?
I think the worst mistake I ever made that way was we played the basketball coliseum at Michigan State. And I was really disoriented walking to the stage, and I'm going, what town is this though? I know we're at Michigan State, but anyway, I see their logo going to the stage, and I went, okay, I got this. So you want to scream something when you go out there, you know? I walked out there, and I go, how about you Trojans? And she's like, boo! I'm like, I know, I saw it was on the wall, you know? I went, oh, Spartans, you know what I mean? Spartans are like, boo! You know, no, you're not coming back, dude. It's like halfway through the show, they start to kind of clap
really
and smile again. Yeah,
that's funny. Come on.
So we started typing. We don't duct tape.
Right, you wrote the city on the ground, right?
Yeah. I swore I'd never have to do that, but
Red Dirt Road, you both wrote that, right? I heard Kix did the heavy lifting. Does that mean You come in with most of the article?
He jumped up on the bus one night after a show. And he said, I've got this idea. And did you have the title or whatever? We started talking about it. I said, well, I grew up like on Rural Route 3 in El Dorado, Arkansas, kind of, you know. And we talked about a lot of that stuff. I'm not sure we didn't have the chorus, you know, well on its way.
So funny how we remember this stuff.
Everybody writes a song with, co-write with, have a different story.
I'll tell you what really happened when
after he does it.
Exactly. So this is my lie, and I'm sticking to it. And then I remember us having to, like, take off and go. And it was a long, long drive, like, from somewhere to Oregon.
We landed in San Francisco, and we had a show in Sacramento at Arco.
See, I'm in Oregon. You're on the other coast.
Okay, anyway, you're on the right coast. Okay. They're both over there.
All right. So anyway, here I am in Beijing. The buses take off. We get up the next morning, and Kix's bus is parked out in front of us, and I see him get out, and his hair is like, it looks like he's been through a freaking World War III or something. And stumbles up on the bus with his guitar, and he plays the song, the verses. I was like, good God, man. Bingo, you hit it. Boom.
You can tell.
Done.
So what really happened? Ronnie wrote down primarily those great lines from the chorus on the airplane flying to San Francisco. You had Terry McBride with you. And he hands it to me and goes, what do you think of this? I'm like, shit, that is great. And we had this discussion about where we grew up and the red dirt roads. And we had decided to name our album that, but we said we got to write a song that goes with it. So I jumped on my bus, he jumps on his, and we head for Sacramento. And I just grabbed my guitar, went to work. We get there, him and Terry go knock on my door and go, let's go get a steak. And I said, cool, but you got to hear this first. So I made him listen, and in rare Ronnie Dunn form, he went, I love it. That's freaking great. I went, what's wrong with you? Let's go. Let's eat a steak, drink a beer, all that kind of stuff.
You know, the song that, and I've often referenced it on the show, we talk about songs that actually make you, like, physically cry or feel something. Cowgirls don't cry? Are you kidding me? Are you still? If that thing comes
on. Have you heard that, man?
You look out in the audience and see a big cowboy just like, oh, man, start wiping tears away.
That song still gets. I've heard the song 10,000 times, and I hear it again. And I don't know if it's Reba being in it, too, that pushes me over the edge. But are you kidding me? Then she sings it back after her dad dies. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's funny. There were a lot of redheads that had a part in that. Terry McBride has a redhead daughter. I have two daughters that are redheads. And then Reba, the Reba factor in there as well.
That song.
And they're all into horses.
That song, guys. I'm telling you. I don't know if I've said this yet. You guys are awesome. Have I told you guys that so far? Just making sure.
Check.
All right.
Page 4.
I think you checked that one. Yeah.
Page 7. Tell them they're awesome. Listen. April 5th, the Reboot record comes out. There are two songs out today. Luke Combs with Brand New Man, Kane Brown with Believe. Brooks and Dunn's here. Let me say this, too, because we have a lot of listeners on our Vegas station. Reba, Brooks and Dunn together in the Vegas Coliseum at Caesars Palace. And so the 2019 dates on sale now are June 26th, 28th, and 29th, and July 3rd, 5th, and 6th. Appreciative of both of you guys, like, individually. Because until D.C., I hadn't seen you guys together ever. But I appreciate you guys being cool to me. And thanks, guys.
Cool, man.
Well, thanks for doing this.
Thanks. No kidding. Appreciate it.
One more time.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Just want you guys to know. You're a big part of my growing up and loving country music in a small town in Arkansas.
Damn, my hat's getting smaller.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Page six, get out of here.
This is it for me, man. I can retire now. I've done it.
Yeah,
I've done
it
all.
This is like, there's only a few people he geeks out on. And it was probably Garth.
And Brooks and Dunn.
Reba and
Brooks and Dunn. I mean, because you guys are what I literally grew up with. Like this is my childhood right here.
That does make us feel good.
What town of Arkansas did you grow up in?
Well, I grew up in a town called Mountain Pine, which is 700 people, outside of Hot Springs.
All right.
But you know, as I do, you grew up in a small town in Arkansas, Oklahoma. You go everywhere.
Yeah.
So, all right. I'm going to let you guys go. You've been here a long time. I'd like to do a couple more hours, but we can't. Ronnie's trying to walk out the door right now.
No, I'm not.
All right.
I'm going to get out of your way. I feel like you have work to do.
Brooks, good to see you guys. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
there they
Bobby.
Are.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, listen to this. A guy in Chicago gets on, first time ever, picks up a scratch-off ticket. All right, I've done this lottery before. Gets his little penny out, starts scratching it. Wins $20 million.
Wait, you can win on scratch-off, you can win like $20
million? Yeah.
I thought scratch-off was just like, you know, a million maybe. Max.
A Chicago man hit a $20 million jackpot on the first scratch-off ticket he ever played.
That's insane.
He was pressured by a coworker to give a $20 scratch-off ticket a shot. And he's like, okay, just so you be quiet, I'll do it. The unidentified winner bought a 20 by 20 ticket. He will receive the tidy sum of $20,000 a week for 20 years.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
That is beautiful.
That is so crazy. Could you imagine? I can't.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. That's the thing. I can't. It's awesome to think about.
Well, I mean, I guess I can't imagine it like really, really happening.
Oh, I mean, I'm imagining it right now.
I just did.
I mean, that's a game changer for sure.
Wow. You know, we could talk about beginner's luck for a second. And if anyone's listening out there that's had some massive beginner's luck, like first time, boom, it happened for you. I don't know what it is. I can't say that I've had a ton of beginner's luck, but give me a second to think about this. This guy, first time he grabs a ticket, wins $20 million. Crazy beginner's luck. This guy in Chicago scratches off a lottery ticket, wins $20 million the first time he ever picked up a lottery ticket. Ashley in New York, beginner's luck, what'd you have?
So this past year for my birthday, my grandfather got me a ticket, and I'm not ever a gambler, but I scratched it off and I won $3,000.
That had to be crazy. Like, you have to feel like you can do it every time, right?
Oh, I wish I could, but I'm just too scared to spend that kind of money on lottery tickets.
I mean, if you do it the first time and you're successful, I would think every time.
My wife now, we went to Vegas when we were dating. She'd never gambled before. And I told her, here, just put $20 in a slot machine. So she put $20 in, and she was freaking out. Second spin, won $330. And she was like, I love gambling. Yeah, this is the best thing ever. Uh-huh.
And if you've never lost, you don't know losing is my point with that.
Yeah, second pull of the little lever, and she thought she had hit the jackpot.
Ashley in Texas, what's happening?
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling. Tell me your story.
So the first time I've ever tried to enter a chance to win anything was 1 year on my birthday. I had went downtown to like a festival that they were having, and I entered to win a bike, and I won. But the sad thing is the next day it was stolen.
Oh.
Womp womp.
First win, first theft.
Beginner's luck.
Both. Eddie, you have one?
Yeah, well, you guys were there too. You guys always go bingo or whatever, and you invited me one time. Oh. And I won twice in one night. That's my first time ever to play bingo, too.
The big story with us was we would go play bingo all the time, and Lunchbox had never won. Ever. And he played more than anyone.
I played at least once a week, and I never won. I played for like 4 years straight, and I never won.
And I had won. I won occasionally, but Eddie had never been.
And Bobby invited me.
Shows up, wins twice.
In one
the
night.
The first day.
Lunchbox was so mad.
He was so mad.
One congratulations from you that night. I remember.
Hey, congrats, man. I'm a little overdue on that, but congrats. I still hate it. Oh, it's so disgusting.
There is a study that says the bigger the ring, the shorter the marriage. Your thoughts? Before I break it down for you.
Okay, well, I guess I need you to break it down because I don't really see what the size of the ring would honestly have to do with the span of the marriage.
The study from Emory University found that the more you spend on engagement ring and wedding ceremony, the shorter the marriage is. According to all the data they put in, if you spend more than $20,000 on your wedding, you're 50% more likely to get a divorce. And they have it all broken down. Why? Ask me why.
Why?
Because the expensive weddings can lead to financial stress.
Okay.
Which ultimately, even if it doesn't then, starts to tear them apart. The good news is couples who do it cheap, they don't have that stress.
Yeah. Maybe they're not wrapped around spending a bunch of money on things that really, if you can't afford, I could see, if you could afford it, or maybe if her dad is paying for it or her parents, then it's probably not that stressful. But
we should drop that. In culture, that her parents have to pay for the wedding.
No, I like it.
Yeah, I know you do, because
they
did.
Yep.
It's just an unfair thing, because what if that family doesn't have money and they feel the pressure?
Right. No, I agree. It can be weird. But if her parents have the money, then, you know.
But most people don't have the money, is my point, to just throw. No, most people don't have the expendable income to just go, you know what, I got a wedding. I've been saving up.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's a, like, right now we don't think about our daughter getting married one day and we're not already saving for that. Like, we're already saving for college for them and stuff, but not.
Hopefully, by then, you don't have to do that
not
anymore.
Not her wedding. Yeah Bobby will become president and he'll outlaw
and I'll say no more of this culturally shifted, these money roles. We're supposed to. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Grammys this weekend. Best country album. Here are your albums up for it here. Let's see, Brothers Osborne. They have Port St. Joe up.
Make it burn, hold it down.
Ashley McBride has Girl Going Nowhere.
When the lights come up and I
Casey Musgraves has Golden Hour. Here's Space Cowboy.
You can have your space, cowboy.
Chris Stapleton from A Room, Volume 2. And Kelsey Ballerini has Unapologetically. There you go. Here's this one. Nice, the Grammys. Amy, do you want to pick who you think is going to win the Album of the Year?
Oh, man. That's so hard.
Well, it's going to come down to Stapleton and Casey, right? Because the cool people vote for the Grammys.
Yeah.
And they're also probably the best two records. The Brothers Osborne.
Just, I know, I was about
me
to just
personally,
go.
The two I've listened to the most are Casey and Brothers Osborne. But, you know, everybody likes to vote for Stapleton because he's awesome.
So you're saying you know?
No, of course not. Oh. They locked this stuff up. No. I said it came to me in a dream.
Oh, yes, what, yes, which, yes.
Yeah, what was
but,
your dream?
Yeah, what was your dream?
Well, my dream was the same thing that's always been.
The
Casey record.
Oh, that's because you listen to it all the time. It's in your dream.
I know, it's in my dream. And by the way, I'm not a Johnny come lately to this.
No, you were early. As soon as it came out,
I was like, this is my favorite record.
Yeah.
Favorite record.
Yeah, like way ahead.
She's poised to have a huge Grammys. And if she does, I think it changes everything for her with the traditional country music community who hasn't totally embraced her, dumbly. Because if she does, it's almost undeniable where people that are going, I don't know, like, oh yeah, here you go. So if she does have a big Grammys, I can see that shifting. Hopefully it does. I think Casey wins it. I think Chris is a close one, though. Amy, go ahead.
I'll go Brothers Osborne.
Because TJ's your neighbor.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it's great.
He watches your house. It's a good call.
He is, yeah, it's great. Lunchbox?
I'll go Stapleton.
All right. Eddie?
I think since Casey's performing, she wins it.
Oh.
I feel like it's a little combo.
You know, that's not always the case.
I know.
There. One of the most legendary stories is when How Do I Live, when it was cut by Leanne Rimes Trisha Yearwood, right? And Trisha recorded How Do I Live for country. Leanne Rimes did it for pop in the movie, and they had Leanne Rimes get up and perform, and then right after that, they gave the Grammy to Trisha.
Almost like a Let's Make It Okay for everyone.
It was a whole thing, yeah. Do we do a Bobby cast on that?
I think so, because I know that story for sure from you.
Yeah, I know it too, and I don't know how.
That's a big one. You know who's coming in next week is Trisha Yearwood. I'm not going to talk about that, but I think on a Bobby cast
I would. Bring that up?
No, I would on a Bobby cast, but that's way more long form.
Gotcha.
So yeah. There's that. Hey, Charlie in Louisiana, you're on the show. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, Bobby, how you doing this morning?
Man, I'm good. Friday, feeling pretty good, healthy. What about you?
Oh, doing the same, man. Excited it's Friday, ready for a restful weekend.
Yeah, what can I help you with?
Hey, I wanted to know, did I miss or did Lunchbox guess what his surprise is this
No, week? He hasn't. Now, I'm glad you asked, Charlie, because he hasn't guessed it, but I have to tell him by 1 week from today.
I know. I'm waiting with everybody else. We're behind you, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
Well, it's not a competition, and I would have told him a long time ago if I would have been allowed to tell him. Now, what I'm doing is not telling him for the sake of you, Charlie, the listener, because I want this to be the most entertaining segment when I do tell him on the air. I haven't been allowed to tell him yet.
It's been one of your better teases.
Thank you. Thank you. I often get in trouble for not doing enough teases, because sometimes I just like to let the work speak for itself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, tease it. How about this tease? It's going to be good. Sometimes our bosses don't like that tease. Like, stick around. What we have next coming up is going to be good. They're like, that's not a good enough tease. I'm like, all right. Well, this is by 1 week from today, Lunchbox will know what the surprise is. Any guess, Charlie?
No. I'm in the dark with Lunchbox, too, man. I've been trying to think what's going on this month. What could it be?
I'll tell you what, Charlie. How long can you sit on the phone?
A few minutes.
Okay. If you hang out, like, let me see my schedule here. You want to hear a tease?
Oh, okay. Boy. What are you going to do now?
Charlie, if you can hang out 10 minutes on the phone, I will tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
Through the microphone. And no, I'll walk in the other room and tell you on the phone. And then not tell Lunchbox if you want to know. Only.
Oh, come on, Charlie.
Your secret is safe with me.
But are you going to message Charlie? Are you going to message him and be like, hey, Lunchbox, it's Charlie in Louisiana. Dude,
if it makes you feel any better, I don't even have social media, so I don't have a way to message him.
Awesome.
Where do you live in Louisiana?
A little small town called Rain.
What's your social security number?
All right.
Wait, Charlie said, hey, Lunchbox, I'm in this with you, and then now he's already just going to betray me. I mean, that was quick.
Turn on you in a heartbeat, man. Anything you want to say about that, Charlie?
I couldn't. Y'all were talking over each other.
Yeah, that, we get in trouble for that too. Your bosses.
I said, Charlie, you said you had my back. You were in it with me, and you're selling me out that quick.
Well, no. I have
No. Go ahead.
But, you know, when given the opportunity for the goods,
this is the problem with our government right now, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right here. It's just in a microcosm. This is it. Okay. Charlie, if you will hang out, like, I have to do Tell Me Something Good with Lunchbox. I have the dance party coming up. But if you can hang out, I will tell you, and you can tell our audience if it's a big deal or not.
You got it. You got it.
Don't hang up. There he is. Charlie on line one. Make sure if he hangs up, don't call him back because he doesn't get to know. It may be like 20 minutes for him.
Well,
get
hopefully
to him.
He doesn't accidentally get disconnected.
Oh.
Lunchbox goes in and hangs up.
I'm gonna go in there and tell him I'm gonna make something up.
Except he doesn't know how to work the phones. I don't think. Amy has a new podcast up today. Four Things with Amy Brown.
Yes.
Yeah, it is up today.
It is.
No, we had an issue yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday it was still went up yesterday. Every Thursday it goes up. But
what are the four things that you talk about separately in four different segments?
We were talking about grace. Red lips, like how to get that red lip. Something you need to be doing every morning to start your day off better. And then also a detox smoothie.
A detox smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it tastes terrible. Just the words.
No, it's delicious. But, you know, maybe if you need to reset your body, this is a great smoothie to make.
Well, thank you. It's called Four Things with Amy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to check out that podcast.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Damien, Sean, Ricky, they've been friends since childhood. They live up in Delaware. They took a fishing trip down to Florida. They go out fishing. And then that night at the campsite, Ricky collapses, has a heart attack. So Sean jumps in, starts CPR. They call 911. He flatlines five times. But luckily, because Sean gave him CPR, saved his life until paramedics got there. And they had to use the defibrillator thing 10 times.
But wow. So he went flatline five times, and they had to use him 10 times. That's people not giving up. That's what I hear. Like people going, nope, we're not giving up. They shot Claire 10 times.
And he made it.
Yeah,
he made it. But they give Sean credit for starting CPR immediately, or else they don't think he would have survived.
Wow. There you go. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, so we have a guy named Charlie on from Louisiana. And Charlie called and said, hey, when are you going to tell Lunchbox his big surprise? And I said, well, we have to tell him by this time next week. So within the week, he will know. And what's happened is, like 3 months ago, I was told, hey, something's going to happen. And I came on, I said, Lunchbox, something's going to happen, and whoa, it's going to change your life. And Amy agreed, because I went to Amy first to say, well, Lunchbox love this. And so Amy and I are also a part of this, but we think for Lunchbox, it'll be a life changer. And I couldn't tell him because I couldn't say anything according to the people who are over me. They're like, can't say anything. But we've finally been given permission in the next week to tell him. So that being said, Charlie called and said, hey, when are you going to tell him? So what I did is I walked back to the phone room and I told Charlie what the secret is. So Lunchbox, this listener knows and you don't know.
Yeah, Charlie, who had my back for so long, just sold me out. But Charlie, what is it?
Hey, Charlie, you and I talked in the back room, right?
We did.
And I told, don't say what it is, but I told you what it was and you started freaking out a little bit. True or false?
True.
Will Lunchbox love this?
Absolutely.
Did you, I should say, were you leaning the direction of what I told you or no?
Oh, nothing.
Choose your words wisely. I hear you stumbling around. Go ahead.
Nothing was out of the realm of possibility, but it is a game changer for Lunchbox.
It is a game changer for Lunchbox.
Wow.
Now, Charlie, how do you feel being the only listener who knows this secret?
It's an honor.
Yeah, come on.
It's a lot of pressure, though.
You feel special? I want you to feel special.
I do. And it's safe with me.
Okay, repeat after me. I, Charlie. In Rain, Louisiana. Promise that I will not contact Lunchbox.
Promise that I will not contact my boy Lunchbox.
And tell him the secret. For I sold him out on the radio.
Because I sold it out on
there
the radio.
There you go. There he is.
Man, everybody's going to come to Charlie at work today and be like, hey, what's the secret? And he's going to tell his whole office.
Charlie. Will not tell anybody the secret.
Will not tell anybody the secret.
All right. Charlie, thank you for the call.
Hey, y'all have a great day, guys.
You're part of the group.
Good luck, Lunchbox.
Good luck, Larry.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Is that a clue?
Uh-oh.
Good luck. Hey, I appreciate you. There you have it. Do you want to know why 2019 is the year of Best Fiends? Well, listen up. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. And like most people I know, finding things that make you happy is the secret to having a great year. That's why you should play Best Fiends. It's an amazing mobile game that will let you do just that. Have a ton of fun. Best Fiends is the 5-star rated mobile game with thousands of challenging, fun puzzles, tons of characters to collect. Our listeners have been obsessed with Best Fiends for over a year now, and I don't think it gets old. Having to think through each puzzle is very satisfying when you get it, and the best part is that everything's always different. It's fun to solve. It feels so good every time you beat that level, and there are even leaderboards in the game. So if you share it with your friends and family, you can always see how everyone's doing, and of course, make sure that you're ahead. Best Fiends can have some intense competition between friends and family, but it's all good fun, right? Take the Best Fiends Challenge now. All you have to do is download Best Fiends for free from the Apple App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends Without the R, Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, Best Fiends. Got a question from the crowd here. Here's Diane in Ohio. Diane.
Hi, good morning, Bobby.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm really good. What's up with you?
Not much. I just love the positivity you give every day. It starts my day out and makes me go.
Oh, thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Is there anything you'd like to ask the show?
Yes. I'd like to ask Lunchbox how his baby's doing with the teething. If that's what it was when a couple weeks ago he had mentioned he wasn't feeling good. He had watched him that night and he didn't feel really good.
Yeah. So
has he said dada yet?
Couple questions here. Lunchbox has a newborn. How old?
6 months old.
Is that still considered a newborn?
I consider it a newborn.
Yeah.
It is. Or him a
newly born.
Newly born.
Newish.
Let's start with the teething.
I wasn't teething. I just think he was having a rough night because dad was watching him and maybe I didn't feed him on time or something, but it was still no teeth. Like I feel in the inside of his mouth and you don't feel any teeth coming through. So it was just a one night hiccup and he doesn't cry really that much anymore.
And then her other question was,
has he said dada? No, but I do read him books, and Jimmy Fallon has a little book that every word is dada. It's like a sheep, but you say dada. And so I try to get him to say dada, but he doesn't say anything. He just kind of,
That's what he sounds like?
That's what he sounds like.
Diane?
Yes.
How do you feel about that answer?
Oh, you know what? His heart will burst with pride when he says dada. I'm a grandmother of two, and I feel that same way with when I hear them say that, too.
What if he says mama?
No, he's not going to say mama first. There's no way. My wife does say mama to it, like, mama. She tries to get him to say mama, and I say dada. So it's a competition, but we are strong in the dada camp.
Hey, Diane, how your kids, they say dada or mama first?
They all said dada first.
Yes.
But I'm a grandmother of two, and my grandson just said dada about a month ago. And then my daughter kept saying, no, mama, mama, feed you. And he kept going, dad, 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 dad.
Is that an easier thing to say with your mouth? Is that why kids say that first most of the time?
I think so. I think so.
What about
but
Bob,
a great
Bobby.
Tip for Bobby. Him.
Go ahead, Diane. I'm sorry. What?
A great tip for him, if he ever has a problem when he can't calm the baby down, go in and get one of his wife's T-shirts or nightgowns and let him smell her. Put that on his shoulder. Let him smell her, and that could calm him down too.
Huh, very interesting. I'll try it.
What about smelling you?
I mean, yeah, what the dad is, I'm there too. Why doesn't he like my smell?
I think mothers comfort more.
Okay.
Mama.
I think she's just biased because she's a woman, so she thinks the mom does everything right.
Diane, thank you for the call. I appreciate you caring and asking the question.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. This guy named Michael Middleton, 43 years old. He has addresses listed in Maine, but was arrested in New Hampshire for bigamy, which means he had multiple wives, married multiple people. But they said they didn't know of him, the women. They're like, nope, we didn't know anything about this. So here you go. He was allegedly married to a New Hampshire woman, even though he was also married to a woman in Georgia, and he was also married to a woman in Alabama. So they weren't living in one house. It's not like Big Love.
Right.
Where they're all.
The women didn't know about it.
That's crazy. Alicia Grant of New Hampshire says Middleton, whom she married in 2013, scammed her out of $20,000. This
is
what it's all about right here.
Money.
Yep.
This is a Netflix documentary in the making, and I can't wait to watch.
He makes you feel special, marries you, drains your assets, and leaves.
What's his name?
His name is Michael Middleton.
Dirty Michael.
Dirty Michael.
See
Michael.
Now.
I call him Muddy Mike.
Yes,
the new
Muddy
podcast
Mike.
Series, Muddy
yes.
Mike.
And wow, that is so terribly sad.
Yeah, he's accused of being married to three different women in three different states. That's great. And he stole it.
But where would he, like, go? Or how did
I would imagine that he has a job that he has to leave town for. Mm. That's what I would think. Like, that's the only way you can pull this off.
Right.
Like your husband, for example. He'd easily be living this life.
Yes.
Not to make that, because he's a pilot. Just as an example. He's a pilot. He's gone a lot.
Right.
He could absolutely have another wife somewhere.
Military. I think he's for in sure. Afghanistan for 60 days. But...
Right. He's in Tupelo.
Right.
He's really in Tupelo.
He's in Tupelo with Nancy, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
So.
Muddy Mike.
Muddy Mike.
What a twist.
And that's tough to remember all the details about them.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to remember. Like, you have to know their lives.
Yeah.
And you have to have multiple cell phones.
Yeah. He's obviously good.
Yeah. Well, and they probably, you know, the total temperature has to be right. There has to be something lacking with them.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like Dirty John.
Like Dirty
John. For example,
John.
The woman that, man, he found someone who was just so nice and forgiving.
Yeah. I'm not saying something is like bad or wrong, but something
right.
is like, missing
you're right.
that he can fill that void.
Exactly.
I did a Bobbycast for my house last night with this songwriter named Laura Veltz. It's so good. I hope you search it today. Search Bobbycast. But she wrote songs like Speechless with Dan and Shay. And so
I'm speechless.
She wrote Rich, Maren Morris.
Boy, I'd be rich.
I could use a love song with Maren Morris.
I could use a love song that takes me back.
But it's really cool because, I mean, we talked about a lot of stuff, too, outside of music, like therapy. But she talks about Speechless and it being her first, like, job security song. And this is that clip.
Speechless is my first job security song where I can tell that even if I never write anything good from this day forth, I was like, this song is how I'm going to keep my lights on. Like, this kind of song. And, you know, at the end of your career, you've written hopefully like 10, 20, 30, whatever. But there's going to be three or four that people mention at the end of your life. And I have a feeling Speechless will probably be one of those.
She talks about Rich and how... You know, at first when Mary Morris put the song out, a lot of country program directors were like, this is not country. She was like, it's exactly country except for like a couple mentions of brands. Because it's like the perfect country song, what it's saying here.
You're not going to look back in 5 years and go like, it was a number two. I mean, people know the song. The reason why I feel like I don't care is that that song has all the structure of a perfect country song. It is a song based on the blueprint of how a country song is written. And the fact that not everyone is going to hear that is totally fine.
Because Rich only got to number two. It peaked at two and not one. Anyway, check it out. The latest Bobbycast, episode 156 with Laura Veltz. I really enjoy the podcast there.
Yeah.
There you go. Amy's podcast is up today.
Yep.
So this weekend, if you're just craving some of us.
Yeah, craving it anymore.
I can't take any more of us, but if you can, it's up there. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for checking it out. Wherever you, like iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Amy's is called Four Things with Amy Brown.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
Here you guys choose what we talk about. We can talk about either crowdfunding weddings or we can talk about me have a dating app story. Which one would you like to hear? It's up to you guys, Amy.
I go dating app.
You go dating app, Amy?
Yeah.
Okay, dating app. Okay. I'll make it easy.
You know, I get on the dating app a little bit and do the swiping a little bit. And so I match with someone. I don't match with a lot of people. I don't think I give a good impression. First, people just see the first picture and they're like, nerd, right? I have to wear people down. That's what I feel like with girls. No one looks at me and goes, that's somebody I like to make out with. You know, isn't that what a dating app is? You
okay.
look and go. So I match with somebody. Doesn't happen often. So I And then what you do is you can go to find their Instagram and go and like stalk them. Right? Everybody's with, you're with me?
Yeah.
That's healthy.
Okay. Thank you. That's what everybody does. Right, Morgan? Number two, like as soon as you
yes.
do, you go and you like look up their life story on Instagram.
Yes.
Thank you. So I'm looking up and I see one of our friends in a picture with her. And I'm like, well, I don't know this girl I matched with, but she's in a picture with one of my friends. So I screenshot it and text it over to my friend. And I'm like, hey, what story? And my friend's like, run. Do not.
Oh. No way.
Yeah. She's like, do not. Like as fast as you can, get away. And I was like, really? She was like, no, don't do it. And so I'm going, do I trust that?
Well, I'm...
Because I kind of trust a friend.
Okay, well, yeah.
It's a reference.
Why do you only kind of trust the friend?
Well, I'll tell you. Here, look. That's the friend.
Okay.
Would you trust a friend?
Yes.
Okay, see? Me too.
Okay.
Question.
Go ahead.
Is the friend single?
Yes, Eddie. Is my friend single?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's single, huh?
Yes.
Because the friend could be saying, ooh, run, and then come to me.
You think that's an option?
No.
No, it's not an option.
Okay, okay.
Mama.
No,
if anybody
zero.
Ever said come to mama to me, I think I would throw
Oh, you would
up.
Run?
come to mama.
Yeah, so no, that's not what's happening. Okay, well, that's interesting. What is your pick? I'm curious now what your picture is.
You want to see my profile picture?
I've switched
it up a few times. Do you want to look at my whole profile?
Yes.
Okay. I switched it up a few times because I don't get many people that like me, so I think it's a picture problem, not my face. It's my face, right? So this is the one I'm using now because I'm smiling at it. It's a picture I'm holding the iHeart Award.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know that you should have a picture of yourself with an award.
I don't think people know that's an award. I think it just looks like a statue.
Okay. There.
Here, click the button and you can see all my pictures.
Fair.
Go, Morgan over his lap. Listen, I'm not claiming I know what I'm doing
okay,
here.
Okay, you have two girls. I mean, I don't know, Morgan, number two. Are you with me on this?
Haters in the house.
Okay, I'm with you. I think we should take the award off.
Bobby.
Okay, go ahead.
Please.
I just like the picture. I'm smiling and I look clean.
Okay, then crop it to just your face.
I can get you another one.
Get rid of the award.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, hit the play button there.
What? I don't know how to work this.
Just hit the screen.
Okay.
Is it going to play? Is it doing anything? Oh. Okay, there you go.
Yes, it has music?
Yeah, go ahead. It just shows a bunch of pictures. There's nothing shirtless. There's nothing anything. But you can look at those pictures. And that's what people see. What do you think? Amy's looking at it. Smiling ear to ear.
Oh.
Okay.
Would you swipe me?
Yeah, but you need to change that profile pic. Is that the profile?
Yeah.
And then they click on that. That's kind of cute, that this little video thing.
Yeah.
It's cute. You need more of you with kids and stuff.
No, because then it looks like I have kids. I don't have any kids.
No, we'll do it with my kids.
So, a white person can have black kids? You do.
Well, I know, but I don't think... Oh, but you have some random kid on there, and I was like, oh, that's a cute picture. That's what
random?
We think you
do. Do I have a random kid?
I have no idea. Look that picture off now.
Let me take a look real quick. That's Sharna. That's not a random... But Sharna's on there. But oh, no, no. Because it's a kid that says, all I want for my birthday is to meet Bobby Bones.
Oh, okay.
It's a good picture.
It went so fast I didn't read the shirt. So that's another thing. She might think that's your
kid. Tell you what. You guys can have it.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I know. So you don't like that main profile? You guys don't like the main profile pic?
I just picked it
because I look friendly.
Okay. On a red carpet holding your award.
You can't tell it's a red carpet.
You know
too much to know what that picture is.
Okay. I'm just going to go ahead and say... For anybody out there who's won an award.
What if I was holding a Grammy? Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be awesome.
I'm flexing.
Or an Oscar.
That's a flex. Okay. Check out my podcast award.
All right. Yeah. Never mind.
Do you have an American Idol award picture in there?
Yeah.
Like with you and Lionel and Luke and Katie?
No. I'm just at the table.
Oh. Lionel.
Because that'd be cool. Because some girls do that where they have a picture.
They're thinking they're going to hook up with Lionel.
They won't,
though.
They're
like, oh, man, I can match with Lionel.
Yeah, that can mess with you a little bit.
Okay, you guys dig out and find me a better profile picture.
Okay. Maybe just some normal ones.
I feel so attacked right now.
A lot of them, you had some good ones. Like the one of you holding that emoji by your pool, the emoji float.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was like real life fun. A lot of those are work ones where you're...
That's what I do at work.
Well, I know, but you also need to show just...
Fakeness?
Not fakeness.
Ooh, I found
the perfect
picture
for
you.
Let me see. Right, what is it? The book cover.
Oh, gosh. No.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
No, that's a great idea.
It's a horrible idea.
No, it's perfect.
Why?
Because then they see a picture of you and they also see, man, he's an author. That's pretty impressive. And it says New York Times bestseller on it. That tells a lot about you in one picture.
Is that a bigger flex than the iHeart Award?
Yes.
Both big flexes.
No, I would be like, I would be surprised if you ever got a match if you had your book cover.
I rarely get any anyway.
Yes.
Okay. But thank you.
Gosh.
You guys, Morgan number two, Amy.
On it.
Not collectively, separately, find me a picture you would use as my profile.
I'll send this over to you guys.
Okay.
Everybody can find one, all right?
Nice.
And we'll post them online maybe Monday or so. Lunchbox, how do you feel about crowdfunding a wedding? Like you ask for money, like, hey, help us out.
People are stupid enough to give you money, then yes, do it. Like, I mean, I do not understand why people would donate, but if people are stupid enough, go for it.
The question is it cool to crowdfund or is it tacky?
I mean, if it gets paid for, you're smart, but people that give money are idiots.
You wouldn't give money.
I would never give money to anybody on a crowdfund for, you want to make a movie? You want to have a wedding? Oh, I want to make a potato salad. No, I'm not giving you money for that. Go out and get a job.
There's a couple getting married April 27th. They are $6,000 short on what it's going to cost. So they've put up a GoFundMe asking their guests to help pay for the wedding instead of giving them gifts. So far, they've raised $1,200. But they've also made a bunch of random people on the internet furious about having the nerve to crowdfund for the wedding. By the way, if you're getting mad at something like this, you need real things to get mad about.
Yeah.
Your life must be pretty good if you're getting mad about dumb stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, Lunchbox is kind of...
I'm annoyed. Like, the people that gave $1,200, they're the more... Oh, it's bad.
I mean,
where is the father in this situation?
I don't believe the father should be paying for the wedding of the bride. My point is, if stuff like this is bothering you, you aren't bothered by enough real life things.
Yeah.
No, that's real life.
No, I would never look at this and spend more than 1 second on it.
Doesn't affect me. Would I ever do it? No. But am I bothered by it? Nope.
I don't know that I wouldn't do it. I'm not against it. What is tacky to one person? Tacky to one person.
I didn't use the word tacky.
Look at my shoes today. Let me show you my shoes today.
I know, they're pink.
Yeah.
I already know some. I was like, oh, those are super cute.
Let me see those. Are they super tacky?
Oh, those are tacky.
They're very cute and very girly.
These are off-white pink.
What does it say on there?
Foam.
Yeah.
Oh, it says off-white?
Yeah. Off-white. Yeah. All the off-whites have that on it.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So some people would think that those are tacky. I can post a picture on my Insta story. I'll put cool or tacky. My point is, who cares? It's my life.
Yeah, they make you happy.
That's right. And if they want to get married and they're short and their friends want to give them money, good for them. Good for their friends, too. I like that people are giving them money. If you have it, why not give it to something that's going to make somebody feel good?
Why not just cut down on the wedding?
They probably already committed to this stuff.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I saw that. Tacky or cool? Amy, you have to pick one.
I don't like
picking
the word tacky.
You have to pick one, though?
No, you're being mean. This is rude.
Tacky. Am I being tacky?
Yes, you're being tacky because it's not cool. But I don't want to say it's tacky.
Morgan number two, tacky or cool?
If you're forcing me.
Tacky.
Amy?
Fine, it's tacky.
Lunchbox?
It's absolutely tacky. And their quote is on their GoFundMe page.
Oh, you went there.
Yeah. We are not asking you to pay for our wedding. We've paid for 2/3 of it, but we can't afford the last third. No, that's the exact definition of paying for the wedding. Like, you can't afford it.
You think about, like, giving them a dollar and writing them a note? Like, is it worth a dollar to put your message up there?
I mean, Bobby, would you be okay if someone was like, here's my credit card bill, GoFundMe? Because they could put their wedding on their credit card and then we pay them back.
I would be okay with someone going, hey, do you mind helping me out? Because all I can say no and I don't get angry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
a little bit.
I'm not angry.
I had a friend invite me to his destination wedding in November. Did you guys get invited to this?
No.
No.
I think you will, Eddie. Because our friend met his wife at a Raging Idiots show.
Oh, yes.
And he's like, I'd love for you to come. And this is one of my friends. That's like on a Thursday in Mexico.
What?
Two things I'm not fond of: weekdays and Mexico.
And Mexico.
So,
well, you need to start doing things outside of your comfort zone.
On Thursday. Is there a radio station in Mexico that we can broadcast out?
Yeah, it's fine.
But yeah, it's
we're global.
I'm going to go.
You're going.
I have to go. Oh,
you're going to a destination wedding.
Wow.
Hear it now. Bobby Bones is going to a destination wedding. I'm pretty sure I've heard you say you will never do that.
Never say never.
Are you going to officiate?
I don't think so.
Who is it?
I hope Eddie and I go together and we play.
That'd be great.
What if we wrote a wedding song?
I would
like
love
a funny
that.
Wedding song. We play at the wedding, huh?
Yes.
The Raging Idiots are back in, I think, 2 weeks. We're putting out our first song in over a year. That's Eddie and my band.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. You want me to write it down?
Yeah, because I don't know who you're talking about.
I wonder if I could say it.
Yeah, you can say it.
Oh, it's Signs. Mike Signs.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh. He asked for my address the other day.
Oh, so maybe we're all going to go.
I don't know. That would be so fun.
now everybody's into it.
Well, maybe he was sending me something else. No pressure, Mike.
He was sending me some article pushes he found.
That's funny. Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, what's happening with you this weekend, Amy?
Oh, hair day for the daughter, so that'll take hours. Also, grooming day for the dog, and we have to shave her hair off.
Well, let's start with your daughter.
Okay.
Why does hair day take hours?
Well, because she gets braids. I don't know if we're doing just straight braids or any extensions or anything, but yeah, it's a really tedious, long process.
Yeah.
And then we got a Labradoodle a few months ago, and I didn't realize you have to brush their hair every day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Oh. I had no clue because I've never had one before. And
would that have affected you getting it?
We rescued her. No, it's amazing because she doesn't shed. I love her. But again, it's not like I researched this dog and wanted it. It's just what we got. And she has basically dreadlocks now, so she's going to have to get entirely shaved.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll have to start over, and then I'll have to brush her every day. So lots of hair stuff this weekend. What about you?
I have a birthday party this evening.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, at 5:30 at Topgolf.
Cool.
I guess I should stop saying where I'm going to be exactly all the time. Because I find myself doing that because I just feel like, who cares? Like, no one's going to come.
Yeah.
But Yeah.
What time? Where?
Yeah, exactly. Because Morgan number two and I went cycling to a cycling class, and I was like, here's where we're going to be exactly when in case anybody wants to come murder me. That's what it feels like. Yeah, I have a birthday party that I'm going to go to for a little bit.
That's fun.
Yeah, I have a meeting about a new podcast on the podcast network I have today. I got a couple meetings. It's just mostly work, but then at 5:30 I go to a birthday party. And the weekends,
starting that weekend at 5:30. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
When that quitting whistle hits.
That's right. It's 5:30 somewhere.
Let me encourage you to check out the new Bobbycast with Laura Veltz, a really crazy, awesome songwriter. Here she is talking about Speechless, which she wrote with Dan and Shay being job security.
Speechless is my first job security song where I can tell that even if I never write anything good from this day forth, I was like, this song is how I'm going to keep my lights on, like this kind of song. And, you know, at the end of your career, you've written hopefully like 10, 20, 30, whatever. But there's going to be three or four that people mention at the end of your life. And I have a feeling Speechless will probably be one of those.
So check it out. Really good Bobbycast. Search Bobbycast wherever you listen to your podcasts, iHeartRadio. Have a good weekend. Lunchbox, what's going on with you?
Oh, nothing really. Not that I know of. I just be chilling.
All right. Hey, just be chilling. All right.
Just be chilling.
See you guys Monday. Thanks to Brooks and Dunn for coming by. Hope you have a great weekend. Bye, guys.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones.
Show. Yeah.